Clouds are part of living, and if you fly, a big part of staying alive. I remember an airport and the sky closing behind me, a brand new pilot's license and no instrument time, a terrible, deadly, damn fool policy. I hope they've changed it. I had a few lessons from my brother. He told me about believing the instruments. Of course, I didn't really actually believe them, but I did follow the one that says, we're right side up, when my inner ear said, you're not. Turn or die. And I throttled back and let the plane sink into the dark. We might land or hit something at less than full speed. And then there was a little space and a little light and a landmark, and the lost ground was found. And the time flying from Calgary to Salt Lake with two cloud layers 20 feet apart and the big twin flying VFR between, and the feeling in my heart. But the best is a gray, cloudy day when the whole world is too sad to play, and old Mother Nature seems to wring out her mop, and you have a little courage, and you know that there's no light like the light when you break out on top.